ignorance. Is it? Hey, ignorant one, don't do worse than this. Means this is the basic. Means what? Could you translate all this for this young fellow waiting here and not understanding what we're talking about? Your intelligence is looking for things, a lot of them, a hell of a lot of them. Mainly what?
How to stay alive.
How to stay alive and?
Now.
How to stay alive and be great and big and be useful and everybody will enjoy my being and everybody will appreciate me giving you everything. How about that? This was the offer. They told the piece of wood that you could be a tree with a lot of fruit, that everybody from east and west will pick up fruit from you, so you will be admired. What is this that your brain is looking for, right? What else is there? You say, all these that you want, these are all temporary. Look for something which is not temporary. What is temporary? Oh, let's go back. Do you remember how the living creature was tricked for all those pains? Whatever pain you have, they will give you the reward. You will exercise, then you get a little bit high. Then what? It will fade away. The next day you have to exercise again and again. Whatever logically you are thinking about quantities, you need it again and again and again. There are things that if you have it, you don't need anything else. If you're in love, you feel good. Even in a miserable life, you feel good. So, instead of looking for this temporary one, look for that one. The one that remains. If you're looking, let's say you have a child, and you're praying for this child to be the wisest guy, to have the best intelligence, if you wish this, this child is going to be busy entire life, and every single moment demands a new trick. But if you wish, this child has a very good heart. Once for all, the good is there. Because that's another state of being, and that's essence, is not the form. So here, he will warn you that, remember this one, and he will explain it, of course. Yes.
He buried that pillar in the earth, that it may be raised from the dead, like mankind on the day of resurrection.
What does that mean? In the story, okay, Muhammad should bury this piece of wood there. But Rumi talks about something else here. He talks about resurrection. So if you're thinking about resurrection, is this. Resurrection means that your physical entity should die. And you should give up all the desires of having, even having the fruit to give to the people. When you give up all of this, then resurrection is there. Means you will have a better life. Life with heart, not with the brain. Yes?
That you may know that everyone whom God has called remains disengaged from all the work of this world.
This is what we were talking about. that if you attend to that one, you will lose the desire to attend to all of this. Suddenly, your intelligence is waiting for the magical word that I will say. Suddenly, your problems are over. There is no such thing. Because each problem you solve will create a couple of new problems. First of all, think about your needs. You need something. What will happen? Inshallah, you will get it. When you get it, what happens? It's not the end of the story. Now you have something. Needs keeping, maintenance, and it gets old-fashioned. No matter what you do. So you had only one problem. You needed something. Now you have three problems. Keeping it, maintaining it, and letting go when it is old-fashioned. Right? So we are not here to give you the hope of there is one day that your problem will be finished. Problem will never be finished. But your problem are no problem. If you understand that, suddenly you don't care about your problems. Because a major part of my problem is me caring a lot about me. Me being in love with me. If you give it up, suddenly everything is cool.
Whosoever has his work and business from God gains admission there and goes forth from work.
This is it. The clever intelligence wants to have it both. Because it doesn't work like that. When you're a believer, you don't care about those problems that a non-believer is caring about and worrying about. Whoever gets busy in this field will let go of the rest because the rest are kiddish. Yes.
He that has no gift of spiritual mysteries, how should he believe in the complaining of inanimate things?
This is the aim of this paragraph. He said, listen, I said this piece of wood cried. Okay? Who will believe me? He said, first of all, this itself, by itself is a gift. If you're gifted, you will understand what I'm talking about. If not, you will not. Because this is not one part of the logic. This is not that the Aql will understand this. You're talking about beyond, right? So, the one who has a little gift will understand what we're talking. This is how exception starts. They will never say that we have the magic, we inject it, then you become good. There is no such a thing. It's not supposed to be like that. Because life is the challenge. This goodness is another kind of challenge. You have to accept this challenge. You have to be ready for it. If you're not ready, we cannot communicate. When I say this piece of wood was crying, what do you think about it? You could be very logical and say, excuse me, but this is unheard of. Crying is needs some water, and the wood, after being dried up, doesn't have enough water to afford. I'm going like that, right? And if you say all of this, what will I say? I will say, okay, yes, you're right. We have a very short story about this. There was this guy who was walking in the street in a place like Afghanistan in time of rule. Suddenly he saw a guy who is sitting down and drinking this filthy water which is running in the street. So